Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. We're launching into hour number two of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on our site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Rolling right into the phone calls to start things out this hour. Let's talk first to Neil in California. Neil, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. How's it going?
Hello. Great.
Yeah. Hey, Neil. All right. Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I have a few things to say. I'm going to talk about Osama bin Laden and Ron Paul, and I have a lot to say, but I'm going to try and get it out really fast.
Okay.
I risk sounding like a conspiracy theorist when I say this, but there are some pretty considerable sources out there that lead me to think that bin Laden perhaps might probably be dead. And he's been so apparently for a while.
Right. I've heard that he died in Tora Bora in the end of 2001.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mike Rivero from whatreallyhappened.com. If you go to whatreallyhappened.com.
I'm already there.
Yeah. Osama_dead.html has a pretty decent amount of sources on that. The London Telegraph, New York Times,
show,
and so on.
But you remember there was some speculation at the time that Osama bin Laden was dead. I mean,
yes.
That was going around.
Mm-hmm.
Then some tapes and stuff came out. And
so who's on the tapes? Just a sound-alike from Al-Qaeda, or are you in the CIA camp?
I would like to stay conservative on those issues. I mean, you could look at the tapes and see what other people had to say and make your own decisions on the matter. But that, I also wanted to say, since we're talking about conspiracy theories here, I'm going to out Ron Paul. Because I hear you guys a lot of the time talking against a new world order, and I have a pretty interesting quote from Ron Paul that I'd like to read. He says, the first President Bush said the new world order was in tune, and that's exactly what they're working for. The UN is a part of that government. They're working right now very significantly towards a North American Union. There's a lot of people in Washington right now who don't care too much about our borders. They have a philosophical belief that national sovereignty is not important. It's also the reason I've made a very strong suggestion that the U.S. need not be in the UN for national security reasons.
Hold on a second. What the New World Order means to a conspiracy theorist versus what it means to the general American and what it may mean to Ron Paul is something. It could be something entirely different.
Oh, it depends on each individual.
I mean, it's a title. To me, yeah. New World Order is a klaxon going off. It's a flashing light. The person you're talking to could very well be completely insane.
Absolutely.
Like, that's what it is for me.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I do a talk radio show where I have to deal on a regular basis with people that ramble on about the Trilateral Commission, the Masons, lizard people taking over, and all this other claptrap.
Yes. But hidden among all of that garbage.
Right, and Ron Paul at the time was likely talking to a group of those people. So, it's a buzzword, that's all.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything. Ron Paul is not necessarily in the camp of people that believe the Trilateral Commission is trying to take over the world.
Let's be fair. The former President Bush did use the term New World Order in a speech at one time.
Right, but that doesn't mean anything.
Well, now, hold on. Now, maybe there is a New World Order, but then you get into the world of speculation as far as what it is that they want. You know, do they really want to, first of all, you don't know who they are in the first place.
If there is a New World Order and they are running the world, we don't know who the hell they are, and they certainly aren't dancing around an owl god in Canada someplace.
That's California. Well,
whatever.
Bohemian Grove. Now,
probably have a spare
there,
grove in Toronto.
Now, hold on. Are there people that want world government? Yes. Of course there are. And they're dangerous people, and they need to be opposed, whatever they're calling themselves, whether it's the Masons, the New World Order, or the, fans of Big Bird. You know, I don't know what they're calling themselves, but yes, those people are out there. And I was just looking at the news over the break, and John Edwards is proposing stepping up. He says that the Department of Homeland Security isn't enough. We need an international anti-terrorism organization. So, yeah, of course there are dangerous political people that want to combine countries and that sort of thing.
And are they not conspiring to bring this about?
I'm sure some of them are. We don't know who they are. We don't know where they're meeting. We don't know what they're talking about. We don't know how they're planning on bringing it about. And so all of that is speculation. And people that want to just spend all their time speculating about that, okay, well, that's fine. You can certainly spend your time that way. I'll be busy recruiting people to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and going out and doing real activism that's going to make a difference. Because there's not much that we can do that's going to dissuade these power freaks, whoever they are, from having their little secretive meetings and moving forward with their agenda, except to promote liberty and spread that message.
Yes. Yeah, and just one more thing. You know, a lot of these people out here who, you know, you can't lump all conspiracy theorists into one camp, for example. I mean, sure. Everyone has their own different idea. You know, especially with that one caller who was really going off the deep end with regard to Osama and the CIA. I think he's got his facts a little wrong. You know, Bin Laden did have ties to the Mujahideen, and the CIA did fund the Mujahideen whenever they were fighting the Soviets in the 80s.
Right.
You know, and that's probably where he's getting his facts confused. So if there's anyone in the audience that's listening and is interested in this sort of stuff, be careful, because you can get yourself into situations where you're off on the deep end when you're missing what actually could be really important information.
Right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it, Neil. 800-259-9231.
Julia, still don't understand. It would seem like a very adroit political move on the part of our intelligence organizations to create an Osama bin Laden that would only ramble on about us getting out of the Middle East.
Seems like that'd be counterproductive.
Right. It doesn't make much sense. And then our media essentially co-opts what he says, takes one sentence, one phrase out of the six pages that he says, which is all the world should be Islam or something like that,
mm-hmm.
makes that the crux of his speech, which is
right.
not.
Right. If there is a conspiracy out there, and there are lots of conspiracies, and
they're very, very good.
When two people get together and plot something, you have a conspiracy. So if there is a conspiracy to galvanize the American people in favor of war, then I don't think Osama bin Laden is a part of it. It would make more sense to suggest that the government and the media were part of the conspiracy.
And what is the conspiracy theorists would likely believe that it's a good idea for us to get out of Iraq, right?
I would think so.
We believe it's a good idea for us to get out of Iraq.
Sure.
Osama bin Laden thinks it's a good idea for us to be out of Iraq.
That's correct.
Why call Osama bin Laden a fake? Why do it?
Well, doesn't make sense.
Because you're the most important thing on your plate, if you're a conspiracy theorist, is the government blew up them two damn buildings. That's it. Like,
right.
Everything else can be sacrificed on the altar of
everything must be shaped around that.
What happened. And, you know, it just doesn't matter. Whether or not the government, it was an inside job and the government blew up the towers, Americans don't care.
We'll probably never know.
It's shocking. It's terrible. To think that it might have happened is disgusting.
I think that's a brilliant point, Mark. That is that the conspiracy crowd has decided the truth for themselves. They've decided that the truth is that it was an inside job and so on and so forth. So any other piece of information that comes their way must be interpreted, no matter how contradictory it appears on its face, like the things that Osama bin Laden actually says, no matter how contradictory that information, you just simply can ignore whatever contradicts your theory and then take whatever might fit into to your puzzle. And sort of mold it into what your preconceived notions are. That seems to be what's going on here. You know, Julia, when you come across somebody spouting off this New World Order stuff, how do you feel about that?
Well, I don't really come across very many people spouting this off, except for on.
So wait, it's not spreading like our earlier caller said. He said that people were coming to this conclusion. He feels like this is like, you know, America is on the cusp of understanding the conspiracy
theory.
There's
a small percentage of people on the internet who come across silly websites who say such things, and they sort of jump on the bandwagon. I don't think it's a growing thing. I think that if you said such things to the average American, they'd laugh at you.
Weren't we driving in downtown Keene recently through the little circle where they've got this center?
Yeah.
They've got this little neat little circle here in Keene where people can gather.
Right.
And they had a couple of the conspiracy. There were some conspiracy theory guys out there.
With
and
megaphones.
They were barking through a megaphone to no one. To no one. There wasn't, I mean, if this was indeed a growing movement, wouldn't you think that there'd be a whole throng of people out there, or at least, you know, five? Wouldn't you think there'd be somebody out there to listen to them spout off their stuff? No. Nobody was there. Because most people don't believe this, and they don't care what your theories are. They just want to live their lives. More on the way. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I had the best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We've got archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website for your downloading convenience at FreeTalkLive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. You know, guys, sometimes I feel so bad when we trash on the conspiracy crowd on this show. Because most of the conspiracy theorists, their heart's in the right place, you know?
They want generally the same things that we do.
They just have trouble looking at the bigger picture. Well, like, they only focus on the one thing.
Well, they think they see the bigger picture.
They need to hear what other people's opinions are, and this is the opinion of three people.
Three people who are relatively open-minded towards the conspiracy
crowd. Most people are going to say, turn around, walk away, and never think about that tripe that they're
spouting
off again.
They won't talk to you again either. That's
right.
For sure.
They'll try to avoid them like any zealot of any thing, whether it's, you know, political party or, you know, some kind of a religious organization. You know, they're not going to get the true view. This is what we think.
Now, some of the conspiracy crowd, you say they want the same things we do. Some of them do.
Some
of them support Ron Paul, and that's great. I think it's great that move into the future, look ahead, and quit focusing on the past. I think it's healthy that some of them are actually, you know, spending their time on Ron Paul instead of researching their conspiracy theories. So, yeah, that may be the case. But some of them, they just seem to think that the end game is to bring the administration up on charges. It seems like if that were to happen, then everything would be just fine, and they'd move on with their lives. And that's not gonna change anything. I mean, it would certainly change George Bush's future and everything if he got brought up on some sort of charges, war crimes or whatever. But that's, first of all, it's not very likely. Secondly, it's not going to fundamentally change the face of the U.S. government, because it'll just make room for more big government Republicans and Democrats to fill their shoes. So, you know, I feel bad because I like a good conspiracy theory. I'm like Gene the Christian Anarchist in that way. I'm entertained by them. So I'm the kind of person who, yeah, if Alex Jones, he's one of the more prominent conspiracy theory advocates out there. If Alex Jones comes out with a new video, I'll watch it because, man, that guy can put together an entertaining video. I don't know if it's all, you know, I don't know how much of it's true. I know he's got some facts, and then he mixes his facts in with supposition. He mixes his facts in with, you know, opinion, and that's fine, but I take it with a grain of salt. I don't think it's the out-and-out truth, necessarily. It's just one man's interpretation. Happens to be a very entertaining interpretation, but I think a lot of people listen to what Alex Jones says, and they, you know, they fall in line with him, just like people that listen to Rush Limbaugh fall in line with everything that comes out of his mouth.
Or people that go to church and listen to their preacher and think he's the one that's talking about the exact biblical truth that's out there.
Right. Not so. But please, question everything. Question everything that we say. Question everything that anybody behind a microphone or behind a television camera says. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Joe in Wisconsin. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, I'm here to entertain you.
Okay.
I am a conspiracy theorist, but don't put me into the crowd, okay?
Okay, sure.
So if you have any questions, fine. I can shoot one at a time.
No, that's
let me
right.
say this. I called about Osama first.
Okay.
You understand? If Osama's not real, why didn't he say this, which would be more advantageous to the people that, you know, the Bush administration or whoever puts him out there? Well, the people behind, remember I'm a conspiracy theorist, the people behind what comes out know better than to make it so obvious.
They come on. That's such a cop-out answer, Joe.
You think they're stupid? If they made it so blatant and everybody would see it was fake, this way they're making it controversial, so you're on one side saying...
No one ever even sees what Osama bin Laden says. All they ever see is what the media says about him, sir.
Absolutely. That's really my second point, because your opinion of Osama bin Laden comes from the government. And I don't believe... Do you trust the government?
Absolutely not. What do you mean my opinion comes from the government?
Well, the government media complex, any information you have at all about Osama bin Laden come from them. So your opinion that you formed by yourself came from information that they fed you.
So you're saying that they mistranslated him, or what's your allegation?
I'm saying my allegation is they're putting it out for you to absorb it, and then you form your own opinion, and then you think you're right about what they fed you, but you're overlooking that it was all fed to you. And they built in so that people can argue about it. They throw that in there.
There you go.
What's wrong with that now?
What's wrong with it?
Yeah, what's wrong with that? I just said.
It gets us no farther.
Of course it doesn't get us. We're not going to get anywhere. Us arguing is what they want.
Well,
it's
there you go.
It's part of the division. If everybody thought alike, let's say they had 90% of the masses thinking one way. Well, then everybody would... There would be a little bit to say, look at all you stupid people doing what they're saying, and you're just all... following. This way they got us divided probably in half, basically, and then we're fighting with the smart ones step up to the plate and fight with each other and don't realize that that both sides are being led.
Yeah, I don't think they have people divided in half on Osama bin Laden. I think if you went out and you took a poll of the American people, they'd be all pretty much in agreement that Osama bin Laden wants to kill Americans because of their freedom, that Osama bin Laden is a bad, bad man, and he's evil, and he must be stopped.
I was just using him as one example. Let's say that the Republicans and the Democrats are kind of in half. The conservative and the liberals are kind of in half. That's the main party.
But what about everybody else? Because
there ain't much of everybody else.
Are you sure about that?
Most Americans are not Republicans or Democrats, sir. Most of them are not.
Yeah, those are only the percentage of registered voters, pretty much. I think
most registered voters aren't Republicans or Democrats.
Right. I think there's a large...
Well, then you explain to me why no outside party can get anywhere.
Because of the two-party system. They're playing within the system, and the Republicans and Democrats, who are currently holding the reins of power, have set up the federal election rules and all of their regulations to prevent third parties from really getting a foothold. That's why.
Answered it. It is not the Republican and the Democrat Party combined the majority.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, well, that's my point. That's my point.
Wait, I'm sorry. What was your point?
I'm not exactly sure. It's close to that.
You say absolutely to, Mark? I'm a little confused.
The Democrats and the Republicans combined, that those two parties combined. It depends
majority.
On what you call
Maybe.
Them. I mean, you know, registered Democrats, registered Republicans.
Maybe.
Is it entirely fair? Because in Florida, if I'm not a registered Republican, I can't vote in a primary. You know? I mean, in New Hampshire, I can walk into a voting place and be undeclared. That day I can declare I'm a Democrat, and then I'll get the Democrat primary ballot and I'll vote. But if I'm a registered independent, in which I don't think you can actually do in New Hampshire, there's no primary to vote in for the independents, so I don't get to vote in the primaries. So I think a lot of people register for political parties based on
it's
the fact that they want to be able to vote in the primaries, and they're told that that's the way to do it.
Or
they don't necessarily give any money or anything.
Yeah,
I can't believe
it's a meaningless name.
I can't believe there's this much discussion over such a obvious thing. If you combine the Democrats and the Republicans, this country, that combination of the two, there's absolutely be the majority, and all polls indicate that.
Okay, I'll go ahead and give you that one. What's your point?
So what? And here we were arguing over such a simple thing that is obvious.
What's
and
your point?
While the politicians fish around in our pockets?
My point is that point makes my other point, that while they get those two parties divided and fighting, you're overlooking the bigger picture.
So when are you moving to the Free State Project?
What?
When are you moving to the Free State Project? You want to do something. It's the only thing you can do.
Oh, he's calling radio shows. That's enough for him.
Call the radio
call Joe.
Show.
You'll save the world. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRETActivatedWater.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-990-1878. That's 1-800-990-1878. 1-800-990-1878.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Dean here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free. So enjoy those on us. The Shrine of Female Listeners is included. The dozens of ladies who sent us their validated photo to prove they listened to the show. See what I mean by heading on over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. SavvyRest mattresses are made with 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
So we just got off the phone with Joe in Wisconsin, who accused us of... Well, he accused us of being, you know, arguing over nothing, right? He brought up a point, and we rebutted it, and we went back and forth for a little bit. And
I wasn't even sure what his point
right.
was. He came to argue with us about arguing.
His point there was that that's what they want us to be doing, is arguing. But he came in to start the argument in the first place by contradicting what we were saying. If he didn't want us to argue with him, why did he even call in the first place?
Well, perhaps he was trying to make some kind of point that, you know, politicians want us to argue so that we let our freedoms fritter away and they can fish around in our pockets.
But then you asked him if he's joining the Free State Project anytime soon.
Right. And
he didn't
he
even...
was completely caught flat-footed by that, which
right.
I sort of understand. It was a question intended to catch him flat-footed, which is, what the hell are you doing, Joe?
Right. He's calling radio stations and spreading the word about the New World Order and the conspiracy theory.
He didn't say anything about the New World
well,
Order
he
or
didn't,
conspiracy
not to
theory.
Us, because he already knows that, you know, we would have rebut him on that. But nonetheless...
I'm not sure that that's true.
He sounded like one of the conspiracy crowd people, don't you think?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
Oh, I definitely got that vibe.
Okay, well,
I did too. In fact, he called himself a conspiracy theorist when
that's
he
right.
was called.
Well, he said, it sort of reminded us that he was or something. Like it was a hypothetical.
Yeah, he's on their side.
Whatever.
And you know what? Most of these people are completely ineffective. Like, they want change, right? They want, they want to bring the administration up on charges. They want the American people to believe the same things that they do and all that. They want to make these changes. But apparently the way they believe that those changes are going to be made is by calling talk radio stations and passing out DVDs. And I just don't think that, that's going to work for them. I just don't, maybe it's just me, you know, maybe I'm being cynical here. But as you said, as we were talking about before, we're relatively open-minded towards these things. Many Americans are just going to shove you right aside if you put a silly little DVD in their hands, you know, loose change or whatever that questions their long-held beliefs. It's not persuasive is
right.
What it is.
If you rent out the VFW hall and you show loose change, you put some posters up around town, come on in and see this film, it's the truth about 9/11, blah, 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 blah. Nobody's going to show.
Well, the conspiracy crowd might show up.
They might, but the people that show, you're not going to convert anyone. No one cares.
Right.
Now, and I'm not saying that they're right or wrong for not caring. It doesn't matter to me. The fact is they don't care. You know, they don't care about Kennedy. They don't care about any of these things. It doesn't matter to them.
Right. And if they do care, it's just like it is for me. It's entertainment. It's interesting. It never really is going to go any further than that. Nothing is ever going to come from this. You can show Loose Change or all your other favorite conspiracy movies to all 300 million Americans, and you're not going to change anything significantly about how Washington, D.C. operates. Sorry, but that's reality. And so, you know, good luck. You keep calling your radio stations, you keep playing your DVDs, while we're going to do the real things necessary to change the hearts and minds of America. See, we don't have to convince people of some theory about what we think might have happened 6 years ago. What we have to do, our job is to get people to understand the benefits of liberty, how liberty can benefit their lives directly.
Today.
Today or tomorrow or, you know, in 10 years from now, by getting the government out of their lives, how their lives can be so much better. And actually, this benefits our point of view, benefits the conspiracy crowd, too, because if government is indeed reduced in size, then they won't be so powerful and able to do evil things around the world and false flag attacks and all the things the conspiracy theory people are all about. So what we're doing is helping people understand liberty. Now, if they don't want to understand liberty, and certainly not everybody is going to, and not everybody is going to be persuaded to our side, but we're persuading them with reality. You know, we're persuading this is not a theory. Liberty works. There are real concrete, you know, there's real concrete evidence out there that more personal and economic freedom is a good thing for you. And all we have to do is show people how that can apply to their lives. 9/11 doesn't apply to their lives unless they happen to be one of the families that lost somebody on that particular date.
And four of my family members died on 9/11, and it still means virtually nothing to me.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't even know that about you.
Oh, yeah.
That we were talking about cousins and uncles
right.
and things
but
that
I mean,
are somewhat
cousins
removed.
That cousins and uncles that I
have met?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go. I mean, she's a 9/11 family member, and she's even just brushing aside the conspiracy. I mean, what would it matter to you as a family member if indeed you found out that the government really was behind it? I mean, eventually you'd come to the realization that if indeed the government was behind 9/11, that how are you going to stop these people? If the government was behind it, you're expecting the same government to bring itself up on charges? I mean, the end game for these conspiracy people is completely impossible. They're never going to prosecute themselves on this. And you, as a little citizen, cannot bring charges of conspiracy and treason against the president and the vice president. You are completely impotent to get what you want.
That's actually one thing that drives me crazy about the conspiracy crowd, especially with all the like 9/11 stuff. They only focus on Bush. They think that everything was fine before Bush.
Oh, no, no. There were conspiracy theorists before Bush.
Oh, I understand. I'm talking about the 9/11 truthers specifically.
Right, okay.
And there's also a whole group of people that also think that like, everything got bad as soon as Bush, but we were fine before Bush was in office, and that's just
that's
not
absurd.
True. Yeah, at all.
Yeah, Bush just sort of escalated things a little faster. He used 9/11 as an excuse.
The next president,
yeah, that's what I was just going to say.
The next president will have all kinds of conspiracies said about him.
Sure.
He's a Skull and Bones member, and he's a Trilateral Commission.
I want to talk also about why not only can the conspiracy theorists not get what they want, they can't do it. Even if so many Americans are even on their side, which is very unlikely, the government's not going to bring itself up on charges. It's just not going to happen. Besides that, the reason why the conspiracy people are so impotent, the reason why when you ask them what they're going to actually do about it, all the best that they can say is, well, we're going to go and wave signs and spread DVDs around or call radio shows. The reason why they can't really do anything else is because they're scared to death. See, they believe in the conspiracy theory. They believe that the New World Order, this dark cloak group of guys meeting in some secret place in the woods, sacrificing babies, they believe that these people are all-knowing and all-seeing, and that, oh my gosh, I can't move to the free state. They'll just drop a nuclear weapon on us. They'll take us all out. Then we'll all be in the same place, and that'll give them the perfect opportunity to take out all the dissenters. No, no, we've got to stay here, distributed amongst the population, where we're completely impotent, where we can't do anything at all effectively. Now, to be fair, there are some people who've moved here to New Hampshire who definitely believe in the conspiracy stuff. So there are some of them that have made the
move. But that's not all they focus on.
That's true. They're doing real political and civil disobedience activism. These other guys, the ones that call the radio shows, the Paulas, the Joes, these people, they're just sitting around their houses doing research on their conspiracy theories. Okay, great. How's that going to change anything? I mean, it just seems to be complete, it seems like complete impotence to me. It seems like they're spinning their wheels. Do you think I'm wrong about this? 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Bill in Oklahoma. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Thank you guys for taking my call.
Thank you, Bill.
Appreciate it. First, I need to disagree with Ian for just a second. The information that's on freetalklive.com is not free. Somebody's having to pay for it, and it should be some of the people that are supporting this the cause for freedom. So when you get a chance, go over to amp.freetalklive.com, make a pledge.
Well, thank you for that plug. You're right. It's free to the user, but it definitely costs us money to run the website. Hang on, Bill. We'll bring you back. 1-800-259-9231, whether you want to talk about Osama bin Laden or something completely different. On the way, we'll talk about the feds raiding a wheelchair-bound paraplegic. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X-Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X-Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X nail gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress.
Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371. Today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free. Now, if you like the show, what you can do is you can go and shop with us at store.freetalklive.com. We've got great Free Talk Live branded merchandise. Everything from a large selection of Free Talk Live hats, t-shirts, and hoodies, and more, to other things like the Free Talk Live lighter bottle opener combo. We've also got the Free Marketeer flag, Free Marketeer t-shirt, DVD classic archive collector sets, and more. You'll find it all at store.freetalklive.com. So get your shopping done. That's store.freetalklive.com as we go back to Bill in Oklahoma. Bill, you're back on the air. What's on your mind?
Thank you for taking the call again. I was wondering if maybe I'm going to be celebrating a little too early. And what I mean is I just read an article on a tech site regarding the Patriot Act and how a judge struck down part of the Patriot Act, specifically in regards to the national security letters,
right,
and how they were inappropriately used to coerce businesses to give out private information.
When did this happen? Is this breaking news?
Yes,
or
today?
It came out on Thursday.
Okay.
Basically, the judge sided with the ACLU that the national security letters didn't follow correct procedure under search and seizure,
mm-hmm,
which was a previous ruling that was done a couple of years back. I'm just wondering if maybe I'm celebrating too early, as maybe seeing signs of the Patriot Act totally being dismantled. Or
it'll probably be appealed. It was not the Supreme Court, so it's likely the government will appeal it up.
Yeah, it figures. I always know that I get too anxious sometimes, and I, you know.
It's good, though. I'm glad you brought the good. I mean, it is still a little bit of good news, and that's all we ever get around here. It's just a little bit of good news at a time. So for now, it's good, but as soon as the government appeals it, I mean, it won't change anything until it gets up to the Supreme Court level.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm always afraid of. The Supreme Court always has the final say.
Which could take years. I mean, that could be like two, three more years. Who knows how long that process will take.
Yeah. The second thing I wanted to kind of touch upon is something that I find kind of funny in a way. A couple of months, I guess it was a month or so back, you had Glenn Jacobs on Free Talk Live talking about the Benoit situation.
Yeah, WWE's Kane, also known as that. Yes.
Yeah, correct. I don't know if anybody's spoken with him since there was this scientific exploration done here this week on, I guess, what would have been the remains of Benoit's brain.
Mm-hmm.
It was concluded by a an outside independent medical team that it wasn't roid rage that caused him to do those horrible acts. It was brain damage that he got that he sustained over the course of his wrestling career, over the course of all the different concussions and brain injuries that he sustained over the last 10 years of his life.
Yikes.
So I kind of wonder how much Fox News and MSNBC and all those guys had to wipe off their faces when they found this information come to light.
Not at all.
Yeah, they probably just shoved it
just
aside.
Ignore it.
Yeah, that's why it's nice to be the news people, because you get to pick and choose what news is news. And if it contradicts what you'd said earlier, you can just sort of, brush it under the rug and let it fly past. So I don't know. I doubt they really paid that much attention to it.
It's a shame that, I mean, a man's legacy. I mean, I realize that wrestling staged the outcome of the match.
What? Wrestling's not staged? Get off my phone!
Yeah, I realize that it's all predetermined male version of ballet or, you know, soap opera, whatever you want
to. There's some free form to it. A friend of mine did this, and I'm not talking about Glenn Jacobs. I'm talking about a guy I worked for at the comic book store. Had his own. He got into wrestling, and there's a lot of free form stuff that goes on, and it's absolutely as athletic as ballet
dancing.
I don't
think he was denying it was athletic.
Right.
It's obviously athletic.
I mean, yeah, there's some. I'm just saying, there's some free form stuff that goes on. It's not all entirely choreographed.
Right. What I was getting at is, it's a shame that this man is not going to be owned by many people, especially people that are going to be new to wrestling long after we're gone, about what contributions he's done in the ring and outside charities and stuff.
You're saying he's going to be misremembered as the guy who killed his wife and son with roids in his system.
That's the way things are. When you do something terrible like that, that's what you're known for.
Good point.
Look, you can live your whole life. You can live 50 years as a good man contributing to society. You can go to work every day. You can volunteer for the Boy Scouts. And then you cut your wife and children into little pieces with a bandsaw and set them on fire in your garage. Sorry, you're going to prison, and that's what your one headline's going to be.
Nonetheless, though, thank you for pointing that out, Bill, and thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Eddie in Ohio. Eddie, you're on Free Talk Live. Eddie?
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind, Eddie?
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's like how the American people are just so, how the government and the news media kind of work together and kind of keep things like low-key as possible so the American people don't really know what's going on. And I'll just tell you, for instance, one is the federal income tax,
mm-hmm.
which is completely unconstitutional, illegal. The 16th Amendment was never ratified. And some people are still.
If it turned out that the 16th Amendment was ratified, then would that make it okay in your book?
No, because
no, it's just wrong.
States.
Right.
So,
see, the problem
is call it wrong, then, Eddie.
Take some time. But here, people think that, oh, no, you have to pay your federal income tax. It's the law. When absolutely the federal government or the news media play up to it like it is the law and you have to fight. People like Vernice Coughlin and Memphis, Tennessee, who said, show me the law and I'll pay my taxes. She's bought up on charges. The IRS cannot show the law and said you have to pay income tax. She's acquitted of all charges. That should be big national news. But no, our government people, government employees, our congressmen, senators, mayors, the newspapers just play that down and don't mention a word. This is a major conspiracy. Well, most people think, oh, that's just a conspiracy theory. But most of these things that are being told, kind of like, here's one more and I'll let you go, and then you can tell me.
Well, now, hold on a second, Eddie. I'm with you on this one, because this is a conspiracy that actually has relevance to everyone's lives. Similarly, the conspiracy that set up the Federal Reserve back in 1913, which happened to be the same year that the income tax was set up, it was all a conspiracy on the part of the bankers in order to fleece the American people from their savings via inflation. This is something that absolutely affects every
single American living in this country who's of age to be paying taxes. And so that's why it's relevant, and that's why this particular conspiracy is important. Not only that, it's also based in fact.
But see, for 95 years now, approximately, since 1913, people have been led to believe this is true. No matter what you tell so many people, try to show them some evidence, they refuse to look at it, and they say, I'm the conspiracy theory nut, when it is not a theory.
Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem with the way you're approaching it, Eddie. You're approaching it from the traditional tax freedom sort of approach, and that is that, well, show me the law. The law doesn't exist. And then what you'll have is you'll have lawyers for the IRS and other interested parties, like for H&R Block and that sort of thing. They'll point to the law, and they'll say, well, here's the law right here. And then, of course, the conspiracy guys come back, and they say, no, no, the law says something different from what you're saying it says. And then you've got two different groups battling over what this block of
interpretation
says.
The law, and what you're trying to convince people of is what they hear you trying to say, what they hear people that are of the tax freedom organization saying is, well, you know, the government's wrong and I want you to go to jail with me, is what the average person hears. All they know is, look, we want to pay our income taxes because we don't want to go to jail, and they will put you in jail for it.
Based on fear. Okay, one more thing, and I'll let you go.
Yes,
sure.
All right, this is all with 9/11. This is with... what's his name? Who's the guy that was blamed for 9/11?
Osama bin Laden.
Everybody thinks Osama bin Laden, oh, he's the mastermind behind it. But you can do this, and all your callers can do this. They can call up the Federal Bureau of Investigations, the FBI, and you ask them, why is not Osama bin Laden not have a warrant for his arrest for 9/11? And they will tell you there is not enough evidence to put a warrant out for his arrest.
Are you kidding me? Call a bureaucracy and get them to answer a question, Eddie? Have you ever called a bureaucracy before? Have you actually done what you're suggesting to do?
Yes, I do. I called the FBI, and I read them all the warrants that are for Osama bin Laden. He is wanted in 1992 bombing. He's wanted for bombing in Africa. The FBI's got warrants for his arrest. But there is no warrant for his arrest for the 9/11.
It's very interesting, Eddie. Now let me jump back to the tax thing. As far as bringing people into the fold on this tax issue, it seems to me that it's far more persuasive to talk about what's right and what's wrong. Because even if there are laws on the books saying people have to pay taxes, it's wrong to do so because it's slavery. In that, if somebody is taking a percentage of your income by force, then therefore you are that percentage a slave to those people. To me is far more persuasive than arguing with some lawyers over what a block of legalese in some book somewhere says. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. Hour number three is on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.